Westchester's great community forum. Local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land every day and every night. 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. The phone number is 914-636-0110. Give us a call. And Joanne, you're still there?
Finish off real quick.
Go ahead. Okay. Finish off, Joanne.
I know the urgency, yes. Okay, besides vaccinations and besides veterans, I wanted to address, but we have no time. But I wanted to say this, that governor said the other day, I mean, I don't know who else heard this, but she said that all of the the Republicans and the conservatives should all go live in Florida. We don't belong here in New York. Imagine that.
That's an idiotic statement.
I'm sorry?
That's an idiotic statement.
It is an idiotic statement. And how are we accepting that? That was disgusting.
Absolutely.
So if I had her in front of me, you know, I'd like to punch her right in the face. How does she get away with that? Yeah.
Amazing,
are you kidding
isn't
me?
It? And if there is a Republican chairman, Republican Party chairman in New York anymore, he should open his mouth. Unfortunately, this ambitious
putz
is running for Congress. He should have resigned his party office and given the leadership, so-called leadership, over to somebody else. This is the state of the opposition in New York. Joanne, that's a very big issue you've identified.
Exactly. And you know what? And try to call somebody, you can't get through. You can't call anybody. No one returns your call. You can't. So whatever. Okay, you guys, you go and take care. And Lou,
Joanne,
hang in there.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Human passion. Lou, I just got to say, if anybody said that on our side, it would be called bigotry.
Imagine saying Democrats don't belong here.
What do you mean by that? Are you being racially insensitive?
Of course.
Of course.
All right, let's get to the next caller. I think it's Richard. Richard?
Yes, Lou. Richard Littlejohn here. Just wanted to say welcome back.
Thank you, sir, Richard. Thank you so much.
You and us. Sunday morning co-host John Reed have been in prayers, and we're so glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you, Richard.
Back on the show. You had good hands while you were out, but we're so glad you're better and back at it again.
Thank you, sir, Richard.
Call, Rich. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Richard.
That was so kind of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to say one thing about Richard that people don't know. Richard, everybody who works at WVOX here, radio shows, the staff, he makes them a cake. Every year for their birthday. Every year. If I don't see him on my front step, there's a cake that he made me for Lou or whatever. What a great guy. God bless.
Super
and he
guy.
Had a lot of problems,
Special.
Too. God bless and God be with you, Richard. All right. let's get to the next call. I think it's Tom. Tom, you there?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
It's Tom from Pelham.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm okay. How you guys doing?
Good.
Just fine. Thanks for calling.
I want to make a point and see if you could help me clear up a little confusion.
Go ahead.
So last week, the administration announced that they were discontinuing the providing of free home COVID test kits because Congress didn't approve the funding for it. So they were not going to be able to do it any longer. However, Joe Biden, with the executive order, in one signature, wiped out $330 billion of student loan debt, which will cost you and me and everyone listening a sum of money to make up the $330 billion.
Exactly.
But the Congress didn't approve that either.
That's incredible.
So why is it that they can use an excuse to not do something and then turn around with an executive order and do basically the same exact thing?
That's remarkable. You mean in the entire Democrat inflation-fighting, unproven technology inflating and promoting bill of $6 or $8 trillion over 10 years, they couldn't find any money for COVID testing at home?
And they are the party that says that testing is the key to preventing COVID.
Because how I see this, Tom, is that the media is the right arm of the Democratic Party. And that's how I see this. They could do and say whatever they want because the media doesn't do nothing. There's no rebuttals at all. And a Republican, you never hear a Republican comment on any of this because they don't give them the chance to rebuttal.
I think you're giving Republican leaders maybe too much credit.
No, but
a lot of our leaders aren't speaking. That's true.
But they're afraid to say something.
the principled ones are. You're right. They get shut down.
Because they're afraid the midterm elections, they don't want to go back to their communities and get a split vote. So the Republican Party has to step up at the plate, and they're not doing that.
Well, you're talking about the Duracell Republican Party, which does not effectively exist. Tom, I know the conditions are better in other communities, but Duracell effectively has no opposition to the city hall machine, and what Lou's site is just another example of it. There's no opposition.
I want to make another point, because Lou is pointing out all of the violence that's happening, all of the unfettered violence, people cold-cocking other people, knocking them down, cracking their skulls, putting them into comas. This is a result of a couple of things, and primarily it's a result of the 2019 law that was passed in New York State, that was co-authored in the Assembly by Tom Abinanti, that was co-authored in the State Senate by Alessandra Biaggi,
yes,
that was voted for by Amy Paulin.
Thank you.
To basically do away with bail or make it so easy for a person to be let out that we have people who are back on the street that are committing crime after crime.
It's
and
ridiculous.
I heard Tom Abinanti with my own ears on a morning show about 6 months ago say the following. He said, the evidence doesn't support that people who are let go with no bail will commit another crime.
He's hallucinating.
It's crazy.
The man is hallucinating. That's all you can say. Don't forget also, Tom, you may not be aware of it, but knowing you, I believe you probably are. There's another bill, you might say, stuck in committee. This one bill, and there are many bad ones, this one will take away sovereign immunity from New York State police officers, or at least the extent covered by New York State. This will take away the immunity from lawsuit for, I would guess, state police, court officers, I don't know what. They've bottled it up in community in committee because these candidates don't want to be embarrassed before the election.
They are doing everything possible to discourage a person to become a police officer. Everything possible.
It's crazy.
Because at this point now, if you're a police officer and you see something wrong going on, you might as well just look the other way, because not only are you putting your life at risk, you are also, if you're doing the right thing and you apprehend the person and bring them in, you're also putting your career at risk.
Without
because you could be told to be, you know, an overzealous police officer. You know, I saw this thing on the turnstiles where a guy jumped over the turnstiles a few weeks ago, and a police officer and his female partner went over to arrest the person. The guy put the police officer in a headlock. And now I understand that police officers are not allowed to use headlocks to subdue a criminal.
It's remarkable.
And remember one thing about Kathy Hochul, who just said that we should all move to Florida if we're conservative. We had the prior governor, Andrew Cuomo, saying that if you're a conservative, you have no place in New York State. And if you're pro-life, you also have no place in New York State.
It's good that you remember that ugly quote by the bigoted ex-governor. Now we have a bigoted present governor by the luck of the draw. And you're absolutely right to point out. Let me ask you, Tom, do you think this will cause your neighbors to come out and vote in the upcoming local elections?
Well, I'm hoping that it will. A few months ago, there was supposedly going to be this massive red wave in the midterms, and now they're saying, well, because of the Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court decision, which, by the way, constitutionally, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg would tell you was a proper,
of course,
was a proper decision. Whether she would have voted for it or not, I don't know.
But also, Tom, remember, and Lou, there is a division of powers in our federal government. There is a separation of powers. There's checks and balances, which you never hear endlessly talked of by all politicians, Democrats and Republicans. But now you cannot leave the Supreme Court alone. They must be part of the political process because a lot of Americans have divided thoughts on abortion. That's not the way our system was designed. But you won't hear it on the evening news.
Well, the way the system was designed was supposed to be that Supreme Court justices were supposed to be apolitical. So we shouldn't be referring to a conservative justice or a liberal justice. You know, it shouldn't be that way.
You know, what you said before about the police officers, Tom, you know, I got 18 years on the job. I retire in 20. I'm not getting out of the car. I'm not going to get involved. And I'm not going to get involved on a crime or whatever like that. And then, God forbid, you know, I somebody abuses me or and I tackle him and I knock him down or I put handcuffs on him. I'm going to lose my pension. I put 18 years into or whatever like that because they can file a personal lawsuit against me. That's BS. I'm not going to get out of the car. And there's a lot of cops that are going to think like that. I'm sorry. That's realistic, everybody. I'm a street kid. I've seen it. I was picking up garbage in South Bronx when the gang violence was in the 80s, when they were throwing bottles off rooftops at the garbage trucks at night when we were picking up garbage. So I see what goes on those streets down there. I lived there.
We had a caller that called in the morning show about a month ago who said that conservatives are all and Republicans. I'm not a Republican, by the way, fellas. I'm not affiliated with either party. But they said that all we do is complain. And my answer was, the reason why we're complaining is that we have so much to complain about.
When we're not complaining, it's just quality of life issues. That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about anything off the extreme. These are quality of life issues.
Tom, and that's true. I do complain, but I will tell you, it's mainly because I want to be left alone. It's not because I have a problem with my neighbor. Let her or him believe in what he or she wants, religion or politics, fine, but leave me alone. But this present culture doesn't leave anybody alone.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. Right. Thank you
take
for
care.
The call.
We hope you're feeling better, Lou.
Thank you. Tell Anna I said hello.
All right. Take care.
This is WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Yeah, here's a scoop.
I'm standing here, Lord.
And you know what the worst is?
I won't run.
All right, we're back, everybody. And Steve, you want to say a couple of words?
Yeah, you know, after hearing from these garden variety conservatives and these Republicans, reactionaries, who, according to one politician, should all move out of state, yeah, I think it's time we spoke to some common sense Democrats.
Okay. Let's see who's on the line. Maybe there might be a common sense Democrat.
I hope so.
All right, let's see. Who's there? Caller?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Chris.
There you go. Chris, let's talk stuff. It's shaking, baby.
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing,
you're
Chris?
You're back in the saddle again,
yeah,
huh?
Back in the saddle, yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. Glad to hear you back.
Not that far.
How you doing, Chris? Anyway, what's up with you?
Well, I just, you know, was listening to a little bit and, you know, about all the crazy stuff that's being said and whatnot. And I heard Lindsey Graham. Did you hear what he said last night?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, what he said was that if Trump gets indicted, okay, it's going to incite a civil war or riots in the street, I should say.
Well, there have been riots before. There,
yeah.
You know, 500 riots since the George Floyd incident.
You know, I don't know, Lou. I mean, Steve.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know the origin of these riots, but I know of the 500... All of them were caused by critics of the legal system and the police system. And again, you know me, you've heard this show. I don't hesitate to criticize law enforcement when it's wrong. But those riots were inexcusable.
Well, you think the murder of George Floyd was right?
I said the riots were inexcusable.
Oh, right,
Chris.
Yeah. Right.
Let me ask you something. If there's maladministration of police in Minneapolis, why riot in Chicago? If the police in Minneapolis are messed up and are poorly run, why riot in Rochester?
Yeah, all right. But they're being resisted against and put down and whatever they have to do. I mean, the local police are responsible for that. Okay, and I don't see any mass rioting, shooting. The only one I recall was January 6th.
Individual riots.
Well, any riots to me is
George
wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right. Any riots are wrong. It's the same thing like January 6th. Any time that you have you're talking to a union guy here, so I went to a lot of union meetings over the years, Chris. When you get a bunch of people,
I went to more union meetings than you went to. How's that?
Maybe you're a couple of years older than me. You're probably right.
Yeah.
It's like a vigilante.
And not only did I go to the meetings, I ran the meetings.
So did I. Well, let me tell you something.
I'm not going to get into that.
It's like a vigilante. One guy says something, you corral somebody up very easy or whatever like that. That's an old union trick.
That's crowd behavior.
That's an old union trick for years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that whole thing was wrong with January 6th or whatever like that. I think that the Mar-a-Lago thing, why are you with top secret boxes, marked top secret on it, with no lockers, no caged area, no barred caged area? I got nothing but the deed to my house, and I got it in a safe deposit box in a bank.
Right. It's not safe.
Yeah, but I have that in a safe, and I pay for that to keep my documents, my pension, my everything else, my stocks,
you're right,
and my house or whatever like that. The deeds are in a safe deposit box.
I'll tell you.
Where's the president of the United States should have enough brains to not have those boxes there? I think the Republican Party has to look at this election coming up and say to himself, listen, you know, we need to put a team together. And I think, personally, Ron DeSantis is that guy. I think that the Republican Party should, you know, Trump could be the leader behind the party, but I think that his too much baggage is going to hurt
him. Let him be a fundraiser. You know, not everybody's born rich like the Kennedys. So, you know, give it a chance. But I'll tell you, Lou, if the former president of the United States is subject to a home invasion like occurred at Mar-a-Lago, you are not safe. So I would say double your measures, keep your papers under lock and key, because nobody is safe when a former president is subject to that treatment.
No, I don't think it's right that they raided an ex-president.
So not the Obamas and not the Clintons.
Not when you see, Hunter Biden
like
and Biden's still out there. Everybody knew the laptop and all these other things. There's nothing. There was no.
He had a Republican Justice Department
it's
for 4 years.
Nobody touched Hillary when had that white. We were just talking about the Whitewater incident when a state trooper was killed or whatever. That was hushed up too. The guy who died in prison. What's his name?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh
my
gosh. Yeah. The guards. They had new guards for that day.
Chris, all I can tell you is all you union guys. God bless you. If you listen to this show, you know I'm pro union. But I will tell you this management. Guy, this property owner, capitalist Mayo, paid for more health insurance for union members than both of you guys combined.
All right, Chris.
Out of the dues system, and you know how it works.
Chris, all right, I got that Mitchell on. I want to get him on because I want to get a couple of minutes. Thanks, Chris. Thank you for the phone call.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you, Chris. All right, Mitchell, you there? Mitchell?
Reactionary.
Mitch?
I don't hear him.
Hey, Mitch, how are you?
Lou, it is so good to hear your voice, so good to hear that you're feeling better, that you're back on the mend, you're back on the show.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Lou, we really missed you, and I'm glad you're doing so well. Listen, guys, I just called up to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Back in the day, Steve would remember this, what they would say about Kathy Hochul, she's a girl with moxie.
Moxie.
She said exactly what she meant. I totally agree with her.
The woman's ignorant. She's confused and horribly ignorant. And to worry about the naming of inmates instead of worrying about the removal of DAs like Bragg, that to me is a serious abdication of responsibility, Lou, in my opinion. But that's just the reactionary talking. That's Mitchell talking.
God bless Kathy
I think that's all right. All right, guys. Mitchell, thank you. Thank you for the phone call, Mitchell.
Don't bother.
All right, Chris, great job behind the glass. Steve, great job as
Chuck,
always.
Thank you as always.
Chuck.
We'll see
you. We'll be back next week, everybody. God bless.
And let's hope Nick is back next week.